Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Today's show is brought to you by The Human Algorithm. The Human Algorithm is a weekly podcast that answers the questions of what to watch on Netflix. Hear recommendations from your favorite Netflix stars, employees of the company, and the biggest Netflix fans around. Each episode is 10 minutes long, perfect for short listening sessions. Think of it as a guide to help you decide what to watch on Netflix, but told in the voice of a trusted friend. Even if you're not friends with Ellen Page or Mary J. Blige, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your podcasts. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Okay, that was the worst. That's what happens when you're at a festival, is some people get in, they don't know what they're here for. Could be a TED Talk. You don't know what the shit's going to happen, but I think you're going to have a good time. Because we're coming to you, this is for the listeners of the podcast, once again, from Esther's Follies, as part of South by Southwest in Austin, Texas! How many of y'all live here in Austin? Applaud if you live in Austin. All right. It's about 7%. I don't know. Most people in Austin tell me they don't even want to come downtown during this shit. But you guys, I appreciate you being here. And it's Monday. Shit, it's Monday. Right? Weird. It's the weekend out there on 6th Street. 2019, March 11th. I know a lot of you have South By badges, but did you go to the trouble of bringing name tags? We got a great one in the front row that I saw on the internet and went, yikes, because it's Jed Wood, because your name is Jed, but then it's me over Johnny Depp's face, and I'd like to try to make that happen. And then, not me get over Johnny Depp's face, but I would like to star in a remake of Ed Wood. And then, what's this one? AJ Vengers? Infinity Worf. Your last name is Worf? What? Oh, it's a reference to one of my jokes. Like, because that's what I do all day is I go, when are people going to make references to material I did 10 years ago? When are they going to bring it up so I can go, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And then when they tell me, I feel like an asshole. Thanks a lot, Worf guy. What's your name? AJ. Now, what's this over here? It's just a poster for the Kumail Nanjiani and Dave Bautista have a movie coming out called Stuber, and it's going to play here, a work in progress, on Wednesday, and you're just holding up a poster that...
It's right there.
What? Your name is Stuber?
No, Raphael.
What? Your name is Raphael?
It's there. Yeah.
And it's on there?
Yeah, it's right there.
It's not there. What the fuck are you trying... Why are you showing the audience that it's not there? What's happening? All right, well, good luck, Raphael, and good luck to everybody. Because, you know, as you can see by this stage design, four of you are going to be chosen tonight. You can hold up your South By badges if you want to have a chance, but I will tell my guests not to choose you. But comedians are hard to tell what to do. Doug Plugs. Doug Loves Movies is over at the State Theater, sometimes called Stateside, over on Congress here in Austin on Saturday at 7:30. I'm going to do a Twitter thing where if you don't have a badge, I'm going to try to put you on the list for that. So look for me to mention that on Twitter and then respond accordingly. I'm doing stand-up and Doug Loves Movies in Indianapolis, Indiana, on March 23rd and 24th at 4:20 at the brand new Helium Comedy Club, which I'm sure will be a gas. Doug Loves Movies is back at UCB Franklin in Los Angeles on Tuesday, March 26th. For all my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
That was so much better than the first thing. You guys just needed to warm up or something. You just needed to, or everyone was just anticipating that one. And they don't care about the song at the beginning. But holy shit, you guys, the prize bag. I brought a lot of good stuff that I got from backstage in the green room. Some sun chips. What is this shit about? Baked Cheetos? 50% less fat. Like, that's them admitting, we used to give you too much fat. Because I tasted these fuckers, and they taste the same. It's all processed, crazy bullshit you shouldn't put in your body, and I hope that they sponsor my show. I want them to sponsor... Oh, there's a card that just promotes getting Doug with High, because, you know, I'm selling that show one person at a time. I was just in Tampa before going on back-to-back cruises on the Norwegian Pearl, so I stole from the hotel room a book called Tampa Bay. I did a commercial for a company called Magical Butter. They're based in Florida, and they gave me shirts, so you get a Magical Butter shirt, a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. I only enjoy movies about cows, and... A sippy cup that I got. I think this is when I saw True West on Broadway with Paul Dano and is it Dano or Dano and Ethan? Is it Hank or Hawk? And some famous Amos cookies. You know, congrats because famous. I mean, shit, I fucked that joke up. I was gonna make a heinous anus joke, and then. I've also gotten the prize bag. I gotta set all these prizes down. It's such a bounty. I've got in the prize bag from the 311 cruise. Everywhere I turned, people gave me these beautiful, loving bracelets with positive messages, and they're amazing. But I got so many of them. I've only got so much wrist. So I'm gonna put one or two of these in the prize bag. But then I'm also going to hurl them at audience members. Put your hand up if you want one, and maybe you'll catch it on your fingers. That guy caught it right in his hand. Didn't get what I was driving at. No, it's okay. However way you can get it. What happened? Oh, shit. I got to throw him farther. All right. So this is boring to listen to, but...
and also not that much fun to be here for. So let me get my fucking guests out here. Yeah, these fuckers. No, it's a good lineup, you guys. Please give a big welcome. Give it up for Eric Griffin, Amy Miller, Leonard Maltin, and Kumail Nanjiani.
Chairs are tiny.
Yeah, this is not good on my booty. It's like really
not good on my booty.
Well.
Filling in for Kumail Nanjiani, it's Jesse Maltin! Jesse, thank you so much for doing this because, I have four seats and there's something more, distracting than an empty seat. But Kumail Nanjiani is on his way. He's checking into his hotel. Not going to tell you which one, because I know there's some stalking motherfuckers out there. But you know which one. There's one hotel in this town. Every famous person stays there. It's not a secret. All right. It's the Holiday Inn. My point is... that Jesse is here while we're waiting for Kumail to show up because she's a great sport and probably likes the game portion of the show the least, I'd imagine.
I think I do. I'm more terrified of everything else. I think the game I'm less afraid of.
Oh, well, perfect. So yeah. We're going to kick you out for that
exactly,
part.
Exactly.
And we have you here for the part that you don't like.
No.
I like that he hates the games. You're thinking of me.
Oh, hates the games?
Yeah.
Why are you on so much?
I like you.
Oh, okay. That's nice. I'll take it.
Yeah. Really, Doug mostly chose me because I look so much like Kumail. That's the main reason, is he said I really need a Pakistani comedian who can get up there and do the job, and he has me. So, you know, we're both colorful, right? Like, that's a thing. And we're both married to Emily V. Gordon. So,
wait, what?
Yep.
I did not know any of you were Mormons. That's interesting.
Got to keep the mystery alive, Doug. You can't know everything about me.
Okay. That's cool. But I would like to know more about Maltin Fest.
Oh, Maltin Fest. We can tell you about that. We're doing our very own film festival.
That's right.
And we're doing it May 10th through 12th. At Sid Grauman's Historic Egyptian Theater on Hollywood Boulevard in the heart of Hollywood. And it's a festival of hidden gems, films that flew under the radar that deserved an audience and didn't really find the audience they should have had. And we're going to have wonderful guests, including Doug himself.
Hey.
Doug is our opening night. We have
I'm
Doug opening
open
night.
This son of a gun.
That's right.
And we'll have authors doing book signings, film books. And
podcasts.
Podcasts going on.
Yeah.
And the idea is we wanted to create community, Doug, where people can share these movies and enjoy them together on a big screen. And there's no bigger screen than the Egyptian. It's a wonderful place to see a movie.
Yeah, and it's just whenever I love a movie that doesn't seem to be loved by everybody, I just want to get a room full of people to watch it with.
Exactly.
And just be like sitting there the whole time not, going, yep, I'm right. I'm right about this. And, who knows where we'll go from there because they might tell two friends and, next thing you know, a lot of people might be catching up on a great movie. But what can you say about the lineup? Is it like one of those things where it's always a secret what's going to happen?
No,
or
it won't
do
be a secret for long.
We can tell you two. One is Exporting Raymond, which is Phil Rosenthal, the guy who created Everybody Loves Raymond. This is, thank you, sir. This is a documentary all about, there's got to be one.
Well, obviously he's the one guy that saw it, and you got to get the rest of these people to see it.
Exactly. I actually paid him, but let's not, no, it's fine. I got it. So it's all about when they took, I didn't know, because this is, how old is the doc now?
5 or 6 years.
Some years. That when they were taking Everybody Loves Raymond, they were not just, in some cases, obviously they take the show and redub. In its case, they were recasting. So
they actually recreated the show.
So Phil Rosenthal in trying to explain comedy to Russians is amazing.
It's a very funny film.
It's so good, and he's great.
How do you say "Oh, Marie" in Russian? That's right. I'm a premier impressionist.
That's pretty much it. And then we are showing The Death of Superman Lives, What Happened, which is John Schnepp's film. If you don't know who John Schnepp is...
It's very Schnepp-ervescent.
It's...
I'm sorry.
That name just says that. Yeah. Schnepp-ervescent.
Schnepps.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I'm going to drink some peach Schnepps any minute now. Oh, he's dead?
Yeah, he's dead, honey.
Oh, then this isn't fun.
Yeah.
This isn't fun to have fun with the name Schnepps when he's dead.
Well, he was king of the sweaties. That's his thing.
What does that mean?
The internet will tell you everything you need to know.
Oh, okay.
But basically, John Schnepp, beloved, passed away suddenly in July of last year during Comic-Con. And it really threw, you tell me about it, it really threw everybody for a loop. But this is his film about Kevin Smith's Superman film starring Nicolas Cage. It's all about that film and
the
how
movie
it didn't
never,
happen.
Is this a documentary?
The greatest film that never happened.
That's right.
It's a doc.
So it's two documentaries that you guys are showing.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any movies that are like...
No, absolutely not. No.
Like,
no.
Like,
just... No.
The
we
unseen
have little,
Ghostbusters
how
5.
How many movies are you showing that weren't made by people who are dead?
Quite a few.
Five?
I think so, right? I think
quite
so.
A few.
So how many films will people see over the course of the 3 days, including Mother's Day? So I assume you're showing Mother's Day.
No, my mom's just going to get you drunk on Sunday. That's her activity. She's
like
very
it.
Excited about it.
Yes, she's going to host Mother's Day screening.
Drunk with Alice.
I like it. So
with mimosas.
Okay, so how many movies are they going to see?
I think it's going to be 10. We're checking certain prints to
Plus
make sure they run.
And cartoons and fun stuff like that.
All kinds.
I love
all
it. Maybe
kinds.
Some old trailers.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's like you know him, Doug.
I do kind of.
It's just going to be for us, it's mostly about getting everybody in one place in real life, not online, because God help us online. And enjoying movies together, which is what we love to do. And my dad always says, the only thing people love more than watching movies is talking about them. So we want to do that, and we want it to be
kind. Who says
that? Roger Ebert.
That guy right there.
Thank you for the nice...
Yes.
Yes, and thank you for doing it and for having me participate in it. And how many people in the audience here live in Los Angeles?
Okay. I can't wait to see all three
we'll
of you there.
We'll see you there. Yeah, all of you.
You bet.
Yeah, and let's say hello to our other guests today, including, but not limited to, Amy Miller's here, everybody.
Hello. Yay, I live in Los Angeles. I'll be there.
You better be there.
Really?
Leonard,
will you come out?
Well, yeah, I'm going to come.
We're going to do a Doug Loves Movies during it. Maybe we'll have you be one of the guests.
I'd love to. I also love the movie that you're showing.
Can I say?
Well, you said it before.
No, that's a secret stuff.
Yeah, let him say it.
Okay,
it's
you said
happen.
It like 3 weeks ago on the podcast.
I probably
on stage,
did, yeah.
But,
but you know, Leonard doesn't listen to the podcast.
He was there.
He listens to you.
He was sitting right there when I said it.
He listens to you every single day. It is adorable.
Every day? I don't even put out that many shows.
You have so
it
many shows.
It feels like it's every day.
Are you listening to the weed shows? Oh, my God. He went all the way back to 2012. He's just searching for references to him. Because they happen a lot on this show.
Some people need more affirmation than others.
Yeah, well, we love you, and we love Amy. Amy, of course, finished in the poll I did recently on Twitter, top 10 guests on the show.
Oh, thank you, guys. That was so sweet.
People were really into you.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Jacob Sieroff.
I think when they voted for you, though, they didn't know how much you hated the games.
No, I love the games. I'm just not good at them, and I like to be good at stuff.
That's fair. I like that. Speaking of people who are good at stuff. Eric Griffin is here, everybody.
Wait, if you think she's bad at the games, I am terrible at the games.
Well, this is going to be an even playing field if Kumail doesn't show up.
Oh, it's going to be even harder when both our asses hurt so much right now.
I can't get onto. I have an issue with gravity, and I can't even get on the chair, so I'm just leaning.
There's a lot of ass up here.
Leaning
right now
is safer.
Well, I asked them for stools with backs because a lot of times they'll give you stools with no backs, and you know it's a 90-minute show, and you know I don't feel comfortable sitting in something with no back. But the back of this is almost saying, "Hey, don't lean against me," because I'm so fucking small. Your ass and your back are going to be confused and sad the whole time, and you're going to be slipping off the thing. And
ironically, baby got backs, right? Nothing. Hello. I didn't make the top 10.
You were so close, dude. I think you were a 12.
They're not laughing, but I do feel like this chair is laughing at me.
This just in: Kumail is walking towards the venue.
Whoa!
Yeah, of course he's staying in Pflugerville.
You guys,
where all the stars stay.
Go out and greet him. Get out there. Get out there and bring him in on your shoulders.
I never told anyone at any of the doors to get in here that Kumail was coming. So it'd be pretty awesome if they don't let him into the facility. But while we still have you here, Jesse,
yes,
you always are seeing movies just like your dad, and you always have opinions.
Yep.
What was the last movie you saw? Oh, shit. Hardball question.
The problem is I watch so many movies.
I'm that way, too. When people ask me, I'm like, I don't know. What the fuck? What do you want me to say?
Here, it's not a movie. We just saw the new What We Do in the Shadows. We watched the pilot for that.
How much of it did they show?
Good. It's the pilot. They showed the pilot episode.
And it's a half-hour show?
Hour.
Yeah, 44 minutes.
That movie,
whatever.
What We Do in the Shadows, Taika Waititi, he's amazing. And Jermaine Clement is awesome.
Yeah.
And that's one that should show at your festival
because it's
very funny and also quite unseen. But now there's a series of it.
Yep.
And you guys saw the pilot and it's great.
It's so good.
It's
really funny. And I have one of my good friends from school. When you go to a performing arts conservatory, you know that most of you are never going to see the light of day ever again. But Harvey Guillen is the lead.
Wait, so that's let me interrupt for a second.
Yeah.
At a performing arts school, you see the light of the day when you dance on the taxi cabs in the street. I saw the movie Fame, and you are a liar. I'm calling you out. They dance around at lunchtime. There's a lot of light coming in the windows.
That absolutely happened, though.
And they dance and sing about hot tuna or something.
Yep.
All right.
We did that.
Remember my name. But you don't recall the last movie you saw?
Yes, the one that we watched for our podcast.
Oh, that's right, Sword of Truth.
Oh.
Sword of Truth.
Playing
Lynn
here,
Shelton.
Lynn Shelton's Sword of Truth with Marc Maron.
Yeah.
She's a great director. He's emerged as a great actor.
Yeah.
I love him on Glow.
Yes.
So I'm very excited to see him in a feature film where he plays probably even more of a loser than he did in Glow.
No.
I mean,
he's in
but also a loser, so you're not.
He's kind of a conspiracy theory guy or something?
He owns a pawn shop.
Oh, okay.
And he.
You're way off.
Probably has no theory. Probably has no theories about anything if he owns a pawn shop. Probably keeps to himself.
No, he owns a pawn shop, and he has an ex-girlfriend who loves drugs too much.
Oh.
It's produced by one of the Duplass brothers, and it's a very Duplass type movie. So not a whole lot happens,
enjoyable.
But it's a good movie. And because we had Mark, that's the most fucks we've ever had on our show. People are afraid to curse in front of him because he's a dad and he's just like too cute and nobody wants to say bad words.
I'll fucking
Marc
curse
Maron,
in front of Leonard. I don't give
it.
A shit.
But Marc Maron is just
fuck. I am aware when I do it. Like, I know I'm doing it. I feel naughty. When I swear in front of him, I feel like it's like swearing in front
is.
Of my parents. Yeah.
I know.
But also, he never swears, so that's what. But I think, didn't we get you to say a swear word one time on the show?
I don't think so.
What was it?
I think we coerced you into saying it.
Was it cunt?
Yes. That's definitely what it was.
No.
When he finally said it, he was way too excited about it.
Did you see the movie Douchebag? Did you ever see that film?
Is there a comma in that question you just asked me?
Did you ever see the movie Douchebag? Douchebag.
No. No, no punctuation in that sentence.
Yes. I did not see that movie.
He had it in his class and managed to not say the word douchebag the entire time. And we were all really disappointed. Like, come on, as students, you could just see them. They were like, the word.
Did he just say cunt wash the whole time?
You should hear him at home, though. He curses like sinking. A sailor. It's just in front of you.
This is sinking into the bomb.
I love it. I love that he curses it behind the scenes.
He does?
In between takes of talking about Mickey Mouse.
That's
Leonard
right.
Leonard's a filthy mouse. He's like, stop the fucking hammering.
Do you remember I told you what when he got home from seeing Inception? Do you remember I told you what he said?
I do not remember, but I'm what very excited about
he said,
the rest
he
of
said,
this.
What, oh, see, this is what happens when you work with your family. This is what happens,
he doesn't,
buddy.
He clearly doesn't want you to say it.
No. He said, what a fucking piece of pretentious bullshit, is what he said.
Wow, Leonard. Wow.
It's so ironic you guys are putting on a film festival.
And Leonard's phone just went off in his pocket. I think he got fired from something.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Is everything good? You okay?
Everything's fine.
All right, cool.
You know I'm going to have Kumail do the same thing. I'm going to make sure that he says all of this in front of you, too.
Well, quick impression. This is the soundtrack for the movie Inception.
Yeah, that guy loves horns, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he just loves he the fucking Jesus, loud. Man. Like, what's happening? Is the game
like
about
trumpet.
To start? What was the last movie you saw at Griffin?
I just saw Captain Marvel. And I really enjoyed it, actually.
Yay, Captain Marvel.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's a great actress, is
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah, she's great.
I can't wait to see her interact with, what's his name, Robert Downey in the next one.
Oh, yeah, that
that's
going to
be a good, because they got a good thing, I think.
Yeah. Right? I haven't seen it yet, but I hear her and Sam Jackson have a real good chemistry.
It's great. It's a sweet little movie, right?
And Sam Jackson, every time you see him, is he like that, you know, special effect where he's younger?
Yeah, but it's like, I almost feel like his wig,
out.
I almost felt like his wig throughout the movie was slowly coming up. It was really weird, but it was, they had really nice moments. I thought it was a great performances, other than it being a superhero movie. And she's very believable. Like, you believe her, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So and I thought it was,
and they never call her Captain Marvel once in the
no,
entire movie.
They don't call the people any of those names, the superhero names.
That's
rarely.
True. They're really like, get over here, Iron Man.
Yeah, they always go Tony. They never, you know, they, or Steve. They go call him. They never say Captain America. Then when do they ever say Captain America?
They call him Cap.
Yeah, well, okay.
That's
oh
my
God.
Favorite. That's one of
they
my
don't
favorite.
Say Captain America.
No, they don't. They
my
don't.
Favorite moment in Infinity War is when Groot and Captain America meet, and Groot is like, "I am Groot," and Captain America goes, "I'm Steve Rogers."
Oh, no.
So goddamn funny.
I like
And of
that.
Course, Steve Rogers and Chris Evans had the legendary Doug Loves Movies appearance with Leonard Maltin.
Yeah.
Where we were playing the Leonard Maltin game, and he said to Leonard Maltin, "Name it, bitch."
He said, "Name that shit, bitch."
Oh, shit. He threw
said.
A shit in, too.
I was in the audience,
yeah.
And I loved
Cap,
every moment.
Cap would not approve of that no. kind of language. And
is he here?
Neither do I. Jesse's so excited to get out of here. thank you. Let's hear it for Jesse Maltin.
Hey. Thank you, Jesse.
And let's welcome Kumail Nanjiani.
Kumail's going to fit so well on this little seat.
Yeah.
What?
They were talking
sit your
so
tiny
much
ass
shit about
down.
You. Are you comfortable in this? Because there's a lot of big asses over here. We can't fit in it that good.
I think I don't know. I haven't gotten... Yeah, I feel okay.
Good for you.
I feel like I'm walking into a bunch of in-jokes already. How are you? Good?
I'm fine, thanks.
I love that badge. I'm coming in hot.
Yeah, you're ready.
I'm not at the energy that everybody else is at.
What was your travel like? You just walked here. Did anybody stop you on the street, or did they not recognize you with all the beard?
And those muscles.
Okay, tone it down.
I feel good and bad at the same time. I got stopped a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's going to
happen.
People
are nice, though.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah, I walked over.
What are you drinking?
Just Diet Coke.
Oh, okay.
I'm drinking an and Diet Coke.
So you probably put some water in there or something? Yeah, that Diet Coke taste. Hey, listen, Kumail, is this too hard of a question for you right out of the gate? Have you seen any movie? What was, like, the last movie you saw?
Should I give you this?
Oh, we haven't done that part yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
I haven't seen a movie in a while. I saw, the last thing I saw, I was trying to think of this, I saw the Oscar animated shorts, all the nominated.
Oh, you sat and watched them in one sitting.
Yeah. I watched them all.
It was, except for one, it was kind of emotionally rough, right?
It was all like parents and children, man. Shit's hard. They die. Spoiler alert.
Or, in the cartoons?
Everybody's the case, parents die.
Yeah.
And there was Lion King, like.
Yeah, but at the end, or if they're alive, they don't remember who you are anymore. Oh. That's one.
Well, the one that won best animated short, Bao, is about how, you know, at some point you're going to have to eat your child.
It's
very
rough.
Strange. Wow. Very strange.
What's the pitch for those cartoons, right?
I mean, Pixar, they just have to go, we're going to make this come to life. And everyone goes, okay. You know what I mean? The one before that was like volcanoes. We're going to have volcanoes that fall in love with each other.
Right.
People are going to cry at the end. And then, now we're going to have a...
This sounds like Notebook meets Lion King right here.
every one of the Pixar shorts is like, you're going to cry at the end. It's going to be a talking lamp. It'll be alive. And then at the end, you're going to fucking cry.
Except for that, there was that one Piper that was just about a little bird running up and down on the beach that had no fucking point. It wasn't about life or death. I mean, I guess it was about life, but, you know...
Which one was that?
I think it was called Piper. It was about a little bird. Running around on the beach. It was the animation was super realistic, hyper realistic, and it was very cute. But when it was over, I went, what just happened?
What's the one? Is that a Pixar one where there's a bird that can't fly? So it's like, it rigs an elaborate system so it can like feel what it feels like to fly, and then it dies and you cry? Do you know that one?
Does somebody think they know it? What it is?
The saddest cartoon.
Is it Birdman?
Full title, Amy.
A one-shot cartoon? I would love that.
Someone really knows it?
A
one
cartoon in one take.
That would be way easier.
Yeah.
I could do a one-shot. Well, I can't do any cartoons, but if I could do a cartoon, I could do a whole thing in one shot.
It's a big flip book. Like,
did I ask you yet, Amy, what movie you saw? Last movie you saw?
No, you haven't. And I saw Isn't It Romantic? Okay.
And?
Perfect.
Obviously not an audience favorite, but can you encourage people to go to
tell
it?
Us.
Did you enjoy
Isn't
it?
Isn't it?
I loved it. I thought it was fun. I enjoyed it. I thought Adam Devine was so sweet in it. Like, I fell in love with him. Do I want a fat girl to fall in love without hitting her head or living in some sort of alternate universe at some point?
Or not 90 Day Fiance.
Yeah. Or like losing the weight and having a revenge fantasy. Yeah, like we're out here, we love people, we're fucking, we have jobs, we're funny. But
yes.
Baby steps, you know, baby, big fat baby steps. We'll get there.
I love
it. Yeah, it was really cute.
I love Amy Schumer, but that she has to fucking hit her head to decide to be pretty is the weirdest storyline.
Rebel like, it Wilson doesn't... also hits her head.
She hits her fucking head.
Wait, who hits her head?
Rebel Wilson and Isn't It Romantic?
Oh, so it is another head-hitting movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying
that's
it
why
wasn't.
She's sick of them,
you know
Kumail.
What? Punch me out right now. Punch me as hard as you can. I'm so beautiful.
I mean, the big sick was also about a head injury.
I mean, it's a funny joke, but it wasn't. It was about a disease called adult onset Still's disease, which is an autoimmune disease that they don't they don't know much about, but they're figuring it out.
It's funny in retrospect.
And later it was funny, yeah. And when it was happening, I wasn't like, this was one of the most hilarious comas I've seen.
One of your more funny comas.
The Big Sick is so great and so like rewatchable. But do you even as many times as I've seen it? Do you? I don't recall anybody ever saying the words "the Big Sick." It's just sort of
no. There is the when the doctor gives the diagnosis, she says, "I have bad news. She has the Big Sick."
She says that?
No. What are you talking about?
I was right, and you convinced me I was wrong.
You think a medical doctor would be like, I have bad news. It's the Big Sick. There's no, we need the big medicine.
All right, so your new movie, Stuber, is about a man who gets a diagnosis that he has cancer, and then what happens?
It is another movie where I play an Uber driver with someone who has a medical condition.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I only do that now. The basic premise is Dave Bautista, who plays Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy, and he's
Love
a big
him.
Wrestler man. He's a big man. He's strong.
He can stand so still that he's invisible.
That's him. He gets in town tomorrow. He is a cop who's been after the bad guy for a long time, and nobody believes him anymore. And so he gets LASIK surgery, and he gets the call, and he's off the case, and he can't call for help, so he calls an Uber driver, and sort of, I'm the Uber driver, and he sort of forces me to go on the chase for get this murderer.
Because he can't see for like 24 hours because of LASIK?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. It's funny. It's a good...
Does he complain about how irritated his eyes are in those 24 hours? Because it feels like there's pebbles in your eyes.
He talks about his eyes a lot.
Okay, good.
We had to cut a lot of it out because, you know, at some point people get it. We hit that hard.
Let me guess. Your eyes hurt?
Yeah. I was like, Dave, I don't know if you have to start every sentence with, my eyes hurt. Let's go get this guy. My eyes hurt. I'm hungry.
Did Dave teach you how to get those big muscles?
Amy. You know,
I think I did hit her in the head.
I did actually ask him what his routine was.
I knew it!
No, I didn't. I just want to know, because he's so big. He's a beautiful man. He is.
Yeah, but stay, you're good where you're at.
No, I'm going to get big like him.
Don't Joe Piscopo on us.
I promise you I am going to. I am making you a promise, Doug, that this year I'm going to be like Joe Piscopo. Wow.
What's your next project that will fit?
No, they're going to have to CG me down. It's Silicon Valley's my next project.
Oh, no, Dinesh got really pumped. That fucking like beefed that up.
I'd love that storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd watch that. That'd be good.
You're just beating everybody up. Take it over.
I think he'd still be an underconfident little shit.
Oh, I just got a text. Kumail is here.
Was it from that guy in the second row? Because he's been texting for a while.
Oh, shit. Busted!
It's okay.
Oh, that's okay.
What's happening? Is it a medical emergency?
Is it work? It's probably work.
Work.
Yeah, it's Monday.
What's your work?
He's got to write a review of this show.
I think the review just got worse.
He's live tweeting this show. We're not really interested.
I wanted to know.
I did too. Tell us, security software company.
By we, I meant the host of the show doesn't care.
Is it Norton Antivirus?
That guy's in trouble, right?
Do you work for that guy who shits on tables?
Wait, then, who's that guy?
Have you seen that?
You're interested.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody shit. Tell me all about it.
Doug, you haven't seen that that McAfee documentary?
No.
Oh, you would love it. It's called Gringo, right? Yeah. That.
Oh, Gringo.
The McAfee billionaire dude. He like shits on ladies. It's a whole thing. He lives in Belize.
Yeah, he's been in trouble.
He runs for president a lot. It's true. It's a crazy
president
documentary.
Of Belize.
It's on Hulu, I think. But like, yeah, okay. He made that security software like in the 90s, and it's just like
likes to shit on tables.
Yeah,
and also
but with a lady under it.
Yeah, but wait, also so he, like wait, nobody what? Points out how polite that is.
Yeah,
like some guys okay. just want to shit directly on the person.
Wait,
so this person puts
a table in between.
All right.
I assume these are see-through glass tables.
Here's the real story.
Oh well, that would make
that'd
sense.
Be weird if it was just a regular table.
Right. If it's just a wooden
hey,
table,
can you be under this table? While he, I shit yeah. on it.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be too involved.
Actually,
I'm shitting on the table. You can't see, but take my word for it. I'm going to run for president.
It's a pool table, which is weird.
A pool table?
Does he go in all the holes?
Yeah, it's a corner pocket.
Do you guys want to know?
No, we want to keep riffing. No, who's next?
He also likes...
Get in on this!
he mostly likes when the ladies shit on him.
Oh. Wait, I'm sorry, please.
Wow, look at you all the perverts. Like... Look at all the guys here. With,
And he will be on the next presidential ballot. You can vote for John McAfee. John?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Whoa, well, that was really quick. He's got a t-shirt on. I'm voting for John McAfee. Yeah, you should see that movie, Doug. I'm surprised you would like it.
I'm in. I will totally check it out. You know, probably not. But maybe. It's just...
Who knows security software could get us from there to shitting so fast?
Is it a big, like, reveal in the movie that he shits on tables? Or is that, like...
No, that's, like, the middle of the... Like, way more crazy
I'd
stuff
I'd open
happens.
With the shit, right?
Yeah.
Then work backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, like Memento.
Yeah.
Isn't it fun that the audience that comes to Doug Loves Movies gets jokes about movies?
I know.
Like in a club, that would be like, people would be like, what?
Have you seen movies here already?
Who are you talking to?
Him.
That was for the listeners.
Oh, Mr. Malton. I'm
very
talking.
Few. We just talked about Sword of Trust, Lynn Shelton's film with Marc Maron, which is very good.
Right.
And Jillian Bell, very good.
Don't
cast.
Start with Marc Maron and Kumail. They have a thing. They don't.
Sorry.
They're not.
Good news, bad good news, directed by Lynn Shelton.
Yes,
bad right. news, Marc
Maron. Maron's in it.
And we saw the pilot episode of Things We Do in the Dark.
Oh, how is that?
Very good.
Yeah, very those good. Guys are funny.
Wait, in the shadows or the dark?
In the shadows.
They, you know, they could move from
what
the shadows
do in the
to
shadows.
The dark.
Yes. I always get that title wrong. I'm consistently, I have a metal block about that title.
Well, just remember that Bane says...
That's the worst segue.
Bane says, come out of the shadows.
I feel
just like
you
that,
can't.
And so does that movie. Yeah.
You're not great at the impression of yourself doing a character.
I can't even do me doing Bane.
Wait.
That's how bad it is. All right, so...
Wait, are they showing Detective Pikachu here?
I'm not sure.
What?
That was, you were so There's excited about being at, not knowing. You were
detective.
Like, I'm not sure.
When does that poster say Detective Pikachu's coming out? Does it say?
Have you looked at it?
It's the first time he's seen it.
It's in your hands.
It does. What does it say at the bottom?
I taped over it.
Oh. I bet you the release date's
May
on 10th. There. Yeah.
May 10th.
May 10th.
Oh, same weekend as Malton Fest in Los Angeles,
That's
right?
Nice segue.
I'm trying Thank to get you. A hosting gig.
That was terrific. All right, let's start with you, Amy. We got to go get through this quickly. What do you have for the prize bag?
Oh, okay. Oh, it fell. Thank you. Oh, God. What a relief. I can feel blood in my ass again. I don't mean like... Okay, that was...
You can stand the rest of the time if you prefer.
Too much ass talk. Okay, so I got a couple Austin trinkets. I got this shot glass that says English to Texan translation. You know, it's a little guide, so there's like a gun, and it says security system. And then there's a cowboy hat, and it says sunblock. It's funny.
So it says security system?
Yeah.
I thought it was you were doing a, but it's not.
No, I don't do callbacks.
Okay.
And then I got this Texas
you
license
do call
plate
forward.
That says Doug.
You have to get her on the phone the first try.
Right. She forwards all her calls.
I do *69 and three-way calls, and that's it. And then I brought one of my limited
Yay,
edition pillowcases.
Pillowcase.
That says I'm sleeping with Amy Miller.
Yeah, whoever wins that, put your baby or your pet on it and take
yes,
a picture of it.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, put it on the internet.
I like to see your doggy sleep. When someone sends me a full-grown man sleeping on it, it does feel weird. So if you could keep it to
yeah,
babies
just pets and
dogs.
And babies.
Do you get a lot of full-grown men sleeping on it? On pictures?
Yeah, they buy them all the time.
And I sold out
for a while, and this truck driver was like, what happened to the pillowcases? And I was like, oh, sorry, I don't have... And then he was like, I have two already, but I need two more.
He really likes to bulk up for something to sit on while he's driving.
It's one of my Sirius XM fans. God bless Serious. Him.
All right, now, Eric Griffin, you came to Austin, you know...
I just got here.
I sprung you with... you know, when I wrote to you this afternoon and said, bring something for the prize bag, you were like, what? And so I understood that, and I said, it could be anything for the prize bag. So what did you come up with?
A 10-second hug.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
The winner tonight is going to get 10 seconds uninterrupted. Hopefully we can do it while the show's still going.
Yeah.
But maybe immediately.
Is that a first?
Don't look at me
like
maybe
that.
Maybe immediately after.
You know you want this hug. Come here.
I do. I recommend
it's
a
good.
Hug.
It's a good hug.
Typically, 10 seconds.
Yeah, I think it might have happened before, you know, because people do forget to bring something in. And a hug is
forget.
A hug is the greatest gift you can give, especially when the recipient doesn't want it.
Oh, speaking of Pixar.
Oh, snappage.
Loved it. 10 seconds is the time that you need to transfer oxytocin. So that's perfect.
That's exactly what
that means. If you hug that person a little bit longer than 10 seconds, they could fall in love with you.
What is oxytocin?
It's like the love chemical in your brain.
All right, guys. So if you get a chance to hug a woman, don't let go after 10 seconds. Stick around for that extra couple of seconds and get her locked in.
Yeah. Get that oxytocin in her.
Yeah.
But does it start bad? No, stop, stop, stop.
Just love
give it
you.
Four more seconds.
Yeah.
Why'd you fall in love with that guy? Oh, I was on Oxy.
He hugged me for a dozen seconds.
Might have been 13 because he's a baker.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Let's speaking of playing, did we? Oh, prize bag, Kumail.
I'm giving out a 12-second hug.
Yes.
This isn't a Price
hugs.
Is Right.
No, that would be
drugs.
Over would be
hugs
bad.
And drugs.
I just got to the hotel and ran over, so all I got was the most expensive item they had.
Oh, I like it.
Which is this chocolate.
Whoa, that's in your room?
Yeah, but not anymore.
At the Holiday Inn?
Here you go.
That's where I told them you're staying, the Holiday Inn. Just to be cool.
It looks good.
I kind of want to keep it.
Yeah, keep it.
Okay. What'd you bring, Leonard?
Well, at the risk of being redundant, I brought my...
Redundant? Book. Who wouldn't want a copy of your book from you?
Yeah!
My latest book called Hooked on Hollywood, Discoveries from a Lifetime of Film Fandom, and I'd be happy to sign it to whoever wins it.
Yeah!
I want to win now.
All right. I was going to say, just write something generic in there, like, congratulations, winner. But, you know, making it personal is very nice of you, and so we'll do that. And maybe Kumail will sign this chocolate, and Amy will sign her pillowcase.
And he'll sign a marriage certificate. Right?
On fire!
You did come in hot, but now is the serious part of the proceedings. Because I'm going to say, let the games begin! Some people brought name tags. It's difficult when you're at a festival
to
bring a good name tag. So there's not a lot to choose from. I told people they could show you their name tags from the festival, their badges, but I also want you to not accept them. I want you to pick somebody that made some effort. Leonard's already chosen somebody. Since that guy looks like Eric's son, he picked it. And while we're wrapping up the name tag selection, we're going to go to a quick break. Today's show is brought to you by The Human Algorithm. The Human Algorithm is a weekly podcast that answers the question of what to watch on Netflix. Hear recommendations from your favorite Netflix stars, employees of the company, and the biggest Netflix fans around. Each episode is just 10 minutes long, perfect for short listening sessions. Think of it as a guide to help you decide what to watch on Netflix, but told in the voice of a trusted friend. Even if you're not friends with Ellen Page or Mary J. Blige. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find podcasts like the one you're listening to right now. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Damn, that was fast. I talk fast. You don't have to give it to me. Hang on to it for a second. Who are you playing for there, Amy?
I'm playing for... Well, is your name also Amy?
It is.
Chasing Amy.
Nice.
It's not a good name tag for the listeners at home. Really phoned it in. I do like that you're an adult woman who owns stickers, but...
I'd be impressed if she made that over the phone.
There's no shithead on it, so I don't know.
We're not doing those anymore anyway.
You're not?
Mm-mm.
I saw you like 3 weeks ago.
Yep. Yeah, it's amazing how time will pass.
I miss the meetings.
And things will happen. Yeah, we got a whole new direction. You'll hear the closing line later in the show.
All right.
What do you got, Eric?
Is that the name there? That's your name?
AJ.
Your name's AJ.
Oh,
you got
AJ,
the AJ Vengers guy.
Vengers.
Yeah.
AJ Vengers. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's
a really
Martha
interesting
Kelly.
Poster. It is.
It's also got a reference to one of my old jokes.
Yeah.
Chris Q is Martha Kelly. Is that Todd Glass? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
Yeah, Todd Glass.
You know, you guess who's going to be
James
here.
James Adomian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Seems like one
Jeff
audience
K.
member knew exactly who would be here tonight. Who are you playing for, Camille?
I am playing for Raphael.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who
he is
that?
A Stuber
did he
poster.
Write that somewhere on the Stuber poster?
Yeah, well, he took the R of Stuber and then he just wrote Raphael under it. If you could see. It's so little effort, he didn't even write his full name. Somebody gave him the first letter. Stuber Raphael. And so come see this movie, too.
When is it in theaters? It's here Wednesday night, but when is it going to open?
It's in July 12th, so it's still a few months away.
Yeah, but that's a perfect release date.
It's a good release date,
why?
I think.
Oh, cause summertime.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I just said I just want to say something positive. Who are you playing for, Leonard?
Well, I'm playing for apparently for Jed Finley. Is that your name?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't resist. It's Doug Benson in Jed Wood.
That's a great one. Good for you.
And I didn't even notice when I grabbed this wonderful poster that I'm on it.
You're on it.
Yeah. And I'm on it next to Bob Hope.
Wait a second. Why?
You were so insulted by Bob Hope.
I'm pretty sure that's Matt Besser. That's Matt Besser.
It's Matt Besser and Todd Glass.
Matt Besser. But I will say, in that picture, he looks a lot like Bob Hope.
He does.
He really does.
Take a look.
Okay. He does have a weird wig on in that picture, so
yes, he does.
I will give you that. It looks like maybe Bob Hope was probably in like Road to Philadelphia or something. And he had like a powdered
You're
wig.
All being very generous. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It really does look like Bob.
All right. Good job. So,
No one picked me. I had a great sign. No one picked me. This is bullshit. I'm going to go see a movie.
Paul Scheer, everybody. You never know who's going to drop by Esther's Follies. Even in the off season when they're doing their follies, Paul Scheer will just jump in. It's fun. What's your next thing, Paul? You don't. What do you mean? You're just hanging out here?
I'm just here promoting my hit Showtime show, Black Monday. No big deal.
Sunday, 10 p.m.
Black Monday. He's great in the title role.
It's a.
Is Don Cheadle's name Monday in that movie?
No. Yeah, his name's Jonathan Monday.
Is it?
No.
You believe everything he says?
Yeah.
Kumail just
I will say one spoiler. In the movie Stupor, we do say the name of the movie. It is one of those movies where we say the name of the movie.
I love those because then you clap and stand up, maybe. what? And it's your character's name is Stu.
Yep.
And you drive an Uber.
Correct.
So it's called
Stuber.
That's awesome. I really, when you first told me the title, I just assumed it was like you or the other character's last name, you know, like it's named after somebody. So it's fun.
It is a last name, yeah.
What?
Stuber is a pretty common last name. Oh, okay. So I was just saying it's a good assumption.
Yeah, you know all those Stubers we all know? You know a Stuber, right?
Who knows a person with the last name Stuber?
What's their first name?
Ryan.
Oh my God,
Ryan,
you guys know
Stuber?
The same person.
You guys both said Ryan?
Mike
Stuber. What the fuck kind of parents don't just, it's handed to you, just call him Stu Stuber.
Stuber.
Yeah. If I was a woman, my name would have been Nancy Nanjiani.
That's awesome name.
That is a good name.
Why did they name you Kumail? Doesn't have nearly the ring as Nancy Nanjiani. It's almost like two different words. All right, we're going to play some games, starting with a little thing I like to call Doug Loves Musicals. Yeah. I'll name the songs from a movie musical, and the first one on stage, no audience guessing, the first person on stage with the correct title is the winner. Just guess as often as you like.
Do we have to say our name first to ring in?
No, just,
okay.
Just guess. Doug. How many times have you been on the show?
You're so polite.
Sorry, Doug.
These are all movies, right? Movies.
No, they're all songs.
That's right.
Hey, Kumail, don't fuck with your opponents.
Can't say Empire?
This is...
I'm never going to get this.
This is songs from one specific movie musical.
Okay.
Starting with a song called Sparkling Diamonds.
And then there's a song.
Moulin Rouge?
That is correct.
Don't act like you didn't. She was primed for that.
I just was ready, you know? Ready.
How did you do that? Do you like that movie?
I listen to that soundtrack once a week. Oh. For the last 20 years? When was I in college?
Doesn't Ewan McGregor have an amazing singing voice?
He does. It's
he
so
sings
good.
Beautifully. Why the fuck is he talking in movies?
Okay.
Can I say, fact that you listened to it once a week, it still took you like a good 30 seconds to say
it. Yeah, because we'd still be here an hour, wouldn't guess that one.
I doubt myself a lot, Camille.
Oh.
Here we go.
Because I'm a woman in America, okay?
Oh, here we go.
Wow, how does that song go?
Oh, beautiful.
Sparkling Diamonds? That's the one I always skip. I think it's one of the ones that Jim Broadbent sings, so like I'm not that into it.
Yeah, they also have, the diamonds really are a theme through the whole thing. There's a song called Diamond Dogs, which I think is a Bowie song.
Yes.
And then there's Hindi Sad Diamonds is another song. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
There's like some ill-placed Bollywood moments in that movie.
Yeah, I bet you another one is Elephant Love Medley.
That one is really good.
And then,
it's
of course,
just a mashup of different love songs.
Oh, okay. And then there's Lady Marmalade is in that, of course, or Marmalade. And then and then there's also a song called Moulin Rouge : Nature Boy.
Nature Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
No, the song is Nature Boy.
But for some reason they put a Moulin Rouge.
How does the song Nature Boy go?
Nat King Cole had a big hit record on it.
Nature Boy, you were born a silly girl. Nature Boy. I don't know it.
Is it good?
Oh, I was like,
I took a swing, but I missed. All right, Amy won that game. She gets to go first in the next game. Back by popular demand, it's Goo Goo or Gaga. I'm going to name a movie. I'll go to you individually, starting with Amy, and then we'll go to Eric. I'll tell you the movie, and you tell me if it's got a song on the soundtrack by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Or the Gaga Dolls.
Or Lady Gaga.
Oh, shit.
I am so screwed.
This seems pretty easy,
Or neither. So
neither is bullshit, dude. And if you gotta pull that neither shit.
Yeah.
If the first guess is wrong, if Amy gets it wrong, then it goes to Eric, and he's got it narrowed down to two. And if Eric gets it wrong, it goes to Camille, and he's got it narrowed down to one answer. And yet people come on this show and still miss when they're third in this game. So don't
do
that, you guys. Be cool. All right, Amy. Goo Goo or Gaga or neither?
Goo Goo Gaga.
You see where I'm coming from.
Is it Goo Goo or is it Gaga?
Gaga.
Rah, rah, bing, bang, bah.
Goo Goo Gaga.
No, tell me something, girl.
That is really good.
Yeah, sorry. I
tell me something, goo.
How about win this hug?
Are you covered in spoo? All right.
Aww.
I know. I said it right next to Leonard Maltin. All right.
He hates it when people say spoo.
Amy, spew. Amy? The Internship, starring Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So no one saw that one. That should be at your film festival.
I saw that one.
I auditioned for that one.
too serious.
Oh, were you up for the part of the guy that goes Google?
Yes, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't it? Is Asif Manvi
yes,
in it?
Yes, yeah. He plays the part, and every time he says Google, I love it because he just really lays into it. Google.
I
would have loved you more, though.
Thank you so much. I will tell you the story. I was outside, and I heard them in there with the director, and they're laughing so hard they can't breathe. And then the door opens, and Asif walks out, and he's a very nice guy. He walks out, and I'm like, fuck, now I got to go in. And I go in, and I worked really hard on this audition. I was very nervous. I did it once, and I was like, can I do it again? And the director said, no, I think we got it.
Yeah, we got it when Asif was in here.
Yeah, yeah, we should have. And then, you know, that movie went on to be a big hit, so.
Yeah, if you get a chance, Google it.
Yeah.
Google.
How were you saying Google?
Me?
Oh, me?
Yeah, how did you do
it? Oh, in your audition, you probably didn't say
it. I think that's where I fucked up. Yeah. I was just saying Google.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I mean, come on! He went in there with Google and they fell on the floor. They loved it so much.
And I'm going to say goo goo. Doug?
Incorrect. Eric, is it Gaga or
Fuck
neither
you.
On the soundtrack of The Internship?
Probably neither.
I'm going neither.
Neither is also wrong.
Now, all right,
see
Lady
what's
Gaga.
Happening, Kumail?
Lady Gaga had a song on that, I remember. She auditioned right after me. And I walked out and I was like, tough room, lady. You can go home.
And they were like, Gaga, say Google. Google, Gaga, say Google.
Yeah, Lady Google, Gaga.
Kumail is correct. Kumail has 1 point.
Well earned.
We're playing well to 50 earned. Points. Here we go.
I got to get on the board. Jesus.
Leonard, I don't know if you had to sit through this or not, but what do you think is in the movie Fred Claus? Goo Goo, Gaga, or neither?
I think that's old enough that I'm going to say neither.
You're correct enough that I'm going to say yes. Leonard is on the board. Back to you,
it's
Amy.
It's pre-Gaga.
Uh-huh.
And maybe... Just before Goo Goo? I don't know.
No way. It was Goo Goo's been
Can you
like,
say that sentence again?
No.
No.
Pre-Gaga.
Why don't you talk much? Well, I'm pre-Goo Goo. Whose turn is it?
Mine.
Amy. Wedding Crashers.
Another
Goo Goo.
No. Eric.
Fuck.
No. Kumail.
I would say neither.
Neither is correct.
Yeah! On the board! Eat it!
Eric is on the board. This is exciting.
We're all on the board one.
No, you're not. Kumail.
Oh, does her first thing not count?
Amy's not in yet.
Oh, I thought...
I didn't get a point for Moulin Rouge?
No, that was the
this
earlier game.
This is why
game.
I hate the games. Oh, okay. Yeah. I do have 1 point from earlier.
You don't have shit
when?
From earlier.
What do you mean earlier?
You won the first game. That just means you got to go first in this game, and then you blew it. I'm so mad about what you said about the games earlier. All right. Whose turn is it?
Me.
Okay, Kumail. Shrek Forever After.
Oh. Trick question. That movie doesn't exist.
AKA Shrek 4.
Shrek Forever After.
Because you didn't hear donkey enough.
Donkey.
You know, that I'm going to go with my gut on this one. I'm going to go Goo Goo Dolls.
No. Leonard.
Lady Gaga.
No. Amy.
Neither.
That's right.
Now I have a point.
Now Amy's on the board.
This is unfair. Now I have to.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm one out of three now.
Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Goo Goo Gaga or neither. Puss in Boots.
Puss.
Gaga.
That's right.
Anything that got puss in it, I know.
And you're gonna hug someone for 10 seconds?
Full crotch, too. A
lot of people here are badge holders, but Eric's a badge holder.
One day I'll be president.
Kumail, Mother's Day. The motion picture.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Okay, Mother's Day.
I'll be in Denver on Mother's Day, by the way.
I just did look up this movie recently for reasons I can't remember. Bradley Cooper is in it. Mm-hmm. Okay,
is
okay.
He?
Yes, Bradley Cooper
is in it. I thought he was
in
Valentine's Day.
Which one came out first, Mother's Day or Valentine's Day? Valentine's Day came out first?
Yeah.
All right, I'll sit back down. Lady Gaga has a song in Mother's Day.
No. Leonard?
Neither.
Goo Goo or neither?
Neither.
That's right.
We're gonna lose to him.
This is exciting. This is so exciting.
All
right.
Suspense is just tremendous.
It's amazing. Leonard, it's Amy's turn. Amy?
Yes, Doug.
Mother's Day.
New Year's Eve.
Goo Goo.
That's right.
Finally.
What do you mean finally? You already had 1 point.
No, but she's...
That's
everyone's
the first
got...
Goo Goo.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah.
Everyone's got two except for me.
No, Eric did.
You got two.
Made
got
by
two.
Amazing, incredible Austin, Texas filmmaker Richard Linklater.
Woo!
The motion picture Boyhood.
Boyhood?
Yeah.
Have you not heard of this movie?
Isn't that the one?
No,
that
it's so
they
good,
filmed
Eric.
It over. They filmed it over like 25
yeah,
years.
Yeah, you should mm-hmm. see it.
Well, 12 years, yeah. But both those bands have been around, so.
Why are you trying to get in my head? I'm going to say Goo Goo.
I'm going to say No No.
Cool. I'm going to say Gaga.
That's right.
Yes! You're treating me.
We've got a four-way tie. The next right answer wins this game. And then what do they get? Nothing but getting to go first in the last game. So it's no big deal. Leonard, the motion picture is called City of Angels.
I know this one!
God
I
damn
know this
Doug.
One! Soon as you said
oh,
the name
man.
Of the movie.
That's unfair.
I've seen this movie. It's a remake of Wings of Desire, of Wim Wenders' movie. The
And that's a
Nicolas
great
Cage,
soundtrack.
Nicolas Cage and Meg Ryan.
Wings of Desire?
What is this movie?
It is
an excellent
Leonard.
Soundtrack.
It's
you know Wings
turn.
Of Desire?
Hendrix he just, is on it.
As Let Leonard answer.
No, he just passed away. The
Who did?
The Bruno...
Bruno Gans.
Oh, Bruno
yes.
Gans?
Yes.
Bruno Mars passed away? That's that, breaking yeah. news.
That Wings of Desire, it's a beautiful movie, but it's so weird that... Peter Falk plays himself, and he's an angel, and people call him Columbo. That's okay. my memory of it.
I love Columbo.
The securities guy is texting again.
Just one more thing. One more thing I want to
ask. I have a question. If you're a security software guy, and you're texting, and it's important, but it should be more important that you're not taking your job seriously enough, isn't it? When people hire you, when your clients, let me finish. Is the assumption that, oh, I'll pay this guy, and when he can, he'll, like, make sure my shit is secure, the second row of a comedy show. So whenever there's a lull, I know my shit is safe.
If there's no movie podcast happening, my website's good.
Like, you don't go to a movie during South by at, like, Alamo Drafthouse and then get on your phone because they'll kick you out. We can't kick you out of Esther's because this place is nice.
Hey, Drafthouse.
And by nice,
awesome.
I mean friendly. Draft House is awesome. I love that policy. I love that people can't get
So you know what this means? Because of your the way you've set this game up, it is impossible for me at this point to win the game.
Yes.
Yeah, just this game. You could still take down the whole thing.
But I know the answer, too. You're not the only one who's seen City of
Angels.
It's
an easy one, but let's see what Leonard's got to say.
Oh, I got modeled my haircut after Meg's in that movie.
Oh, she looks good in that movie.
Thank you.
Oh.
What's your guess, Leonard?
Goo Goo.
Correct.
That's correct. Yeah, that was like, that was a big hit for them, that song in that movie. And it also, like, I think that helped that movie to make more money than it would have.
That was a great soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's a good soundtrack.
Yeah. Not,
Alanis Morissette is on there.
It's a good soundtrack. I mean, and that song on that, the Goo Goo Doll song is a bop. That's a banger.
It's a banger?
It's a good song.
I don't know if it's a banger.
Oh, man. That
Did
song...
you say bang her?
No. That song slaps.
That's what they're saying now. A song slaps?
That song. Oh, yeah. Think slap.
Yeah.
I did not. I've not heard that one, but I'm going to use it all the time.
We got one more game. You guys got time for one more game?
Yes, we do.
We got to find a winner, and so we're going to play Last Man Stanton. Leonard officially won that last game, so you get to go first, and then we'll flip the order around. We'll go to Amy, and then Eric, and then Kumail, mostly because I want
to... That does not flip the order around. That keeps the order...
I apologize, Kumail. We'll go to Amy, and then Eric, and then Kumail. No, it'll go Leonard, Kumail... Eric, Amy, as requested, and also as is right.
But now I'm in the Kumail spot. I'm not going to...
Yeah, no, you wish. You it's wish you, game. In this business, you were in the Kumail spot.
It's a different...
I wish.
It's a different game. It's a good spot.
You like it there? You got another movie you did after Stuber, right?
I just finished yesterday.
Yeah. I saw a picture of you on the internet with a beat-up face.
Her name is Issa Rae.
It was a tough shoot. Wait, I just said something innocent. You made a mean joke out of it.
I mean, she's absolutely stunning. So it's, it's me and
okay.
Issa Rae. It's a movie called Lovebirds and Mike Showalter, who directed The Big Sick, directed it.
He's such
yesterday.
A good director. And
and Issa's
I look
amazing.
Forward to that.
So they never say The Big Sick ever in the movie.
I don't. They. I think we might say those words individually. We definitely say the.
I've got a big set tonight. I think I'm going to be sick.
Yeah. The.
You should have hidden it. You should have hidden those words in there somewhere. So because I do like
Easter
when,
eggs.
Yeah. My the heart is really pounding. I have a big set tonight. I'm going to be the sick. Anyway, go see it if you haven't seen it.
Most movies about someone at death's door don't have enough Easter eggs in them.
We do have an Easter egg. My real-life wife, Emily Gordon, who is a character in the movie, can be seen in the last scene of the movie. Total Easter egg.
What's she doing in there?
Hanging out, watching
She's
the show.
She's playing an Easter egg.
She's actually dressed as an Easter egg. Amy's right.
It's cute.
She's but in an she's, egg costume.
She's standing around in the last scene?
Yeah, she's sitting next to Bo Burnham and Adie Bryant.
Oh, okay.
At Union Hall in New York, where I'm sure you've done comedy shows.
I probably
shows.
Caught that, but didn't really catch it. I liked seeing her name in the credits.
Are you being indecisive about who we're going to... attack in Last Man Stanton?
I'm trying to figure it out because people weren't really reaching out to me on Twitter about it, but one guy did say he had a suggestion, and now I can't. Of course, I can't
make it a
find
good one.
It. I can't. I told the guy to stand by, so I'm going to write
You got to go
that.
To mentions, but then not verified, probably. What was that rude? Fucking tech nerds, fucking interactive conference. She said we're not verified. You're not.
It's that simple.
You're just
not fucking verified.
So okay.
That's my favorite thing to see when somebody writes something shitty on Twitter is just click on their profile and they're not verified. I'm just like, yeah. That's where they belong. And they also, like, you know, are have 7 followers and are following 2,000 people. Yeah, that's someone who doesn't know how to make friends.
It's trying, you know.
Yes, that is the important part. That's why you can't judge too quickly. So this guy on Twitter, I seriously wrote to a guy. He said, I've got a suggestion. I'm not going to be at the show, but I got a suggestion. And I said, all right, stand by. And I just wrote to him, what's the name? He's not getting back to me. Yeah, strangely.
Let's just wait.
Well, you had a lot of Vince Vaughn movies in the musical, in the Gaga Goo Goo thing. Did you do that by design, or was it an accident? Fred Claus, Wedding Crashers.
Why are you doing this?
I'm just trying
to... Stop saying movies!
The one thing Amy hates more than the games is discussing the games. No, that way, you know, there's those like kind of tricks in there that, like, he was in. There was a song in the internship, but not in Fred Claus or Wedding Crashers. That's
okay.
The idea. Throw you guys off.
Over our heads on that one.
I thought you were going to do
Vince Vaughn, and I was preparing.
The internship.
Yeah.
Let's just do it.
It's like Jeopardy.
Own.
Well, I feel like everybody on the stage is fired up about Vince Vaughn movies.
No.
And. By everybody, I mean everybody that's not Leonard.
You know a lot of Vince Vaughn movies.
I know a fair number of Vince Vaughn movies.
Yeah, we could do this.
Top 5, go.
What?
No, that's not...
Wait, what does that mean? Your 5 favorite Vince Vaughn movies?
Yeah.
And whoever names the best 5 wins?
Yeah.
I like changing the rules.
Since when?
Since we're running out of time.
All right, let's do it. Let's do Vince Vaughn.
All right, we're going to do Vince Vaughn, but Leonard has voiced his objection.
All right, I'll do an obscure one then, just for laughs.
Oh, because you're first, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Thumbsucker.
What?
Oh, wow.
He's in Thumbsucker?
He's right, in maybe. Thumbsucker.
Holy
playing
shit.
A serious role, and the audience laughs when they see him.
I have
because
to tell...
they're so accustomed to seeing him do
being
comedy.
Funny, yeah. I have to say, I mean, very good pull, but strategy-wise, I would have held on to that mm-hmm. one.
Well, you're right.
That's a saver.
All right, I'll do Wedding Crashers.
See, smart. Let's do all the ones we've already mentioned.
Yeah, internship. Yeah.
Amy?
I already forget.
I know I'm with you on that. I was like, oh, shit.
Shrek Forever After.
Did you have that one?
Wait, what? Just name a movie that you know Vince Vaughn is
no,
in.
No, she already did.
Old School.
He's not in that.
So then she's wrong.
Wow, Kumail
wow.
with the...
So
then she lost the game.
Kumail with the heavy hammer.
I'm sorry. Games have to have winners and losers.
Games have to have winners and Amy.
I wish Asif Manvi was here.
Everybody's Googling it right now.
Google.
Okay. I said Old School.
Yeah, I'm going to go with... Yeah, I heard you, and you're right. I'm going to go with the other one we mentioned, Fred Claus.
Oh, shit.
Now we're out of ones we've mentioned, and we're back to Leonard for another obscure one.
All right, so wait a minute. Since you're the strategist...
Ooh.
Help a guy out a little bit, all right. Should I name an obvious one?
Yes.
Yes.
Or should I name an unobvious one and hold on to it long enough that it might come around to me again?
What I would say name an obvious
the
one.
The most obvious,
it's
yeah.
definitely coming around to you again.
Okay, Swingers.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm out. Fuck.
Oh, you're out, you little sexy baby.
I'll say The Cell.
The Cell. That's one I would have held on to because who remembers he was in that weird movie?
I got one.
Okay, Eric.
Wait, what's the?
What is it?
Not with the superhero one. It's not Daredevil.
This.
It's
you got
I'm gonna
this.
Help you.
It's the one you're not in.
I don't know what you're driving at.
No, because it was another...
He's in a superhero movie?
No, he's not in that one. Oh. That's the joke, because it was another guy driving a car. Anyway.
Oh. I can say confidently no one here gets that joke.
I know. I'm trying... What is the... The guy in the red suit, why am I forgetting?
Deadpool,
there it is.
No, that's not Bro, that's not dead cool.
You're not
Yeah, also,
to
Vince
do
Vaughn
that.
Isn't it in Deadpool, so it doesn't even matter.
You said Deadpool.
Oh, no, it's not Deadpool. No, you know what? Oh, no, wait, I got one. Okay. He said Deadpool, that's not mine.
No.
You know what? It's so stupid. I'm thinking Deadpool, but it's really Mr. and Mrs. Jane, or no, Jane and...
Oh,
come on, man.
Jane.
What's
the, you got it.
Get it together.
Mr. and Mrs. Jane.
Come on, you can do this.
No, what is it?
Most common name.
Brad Pitt and...
Most common name.
No, don't.
Kumail. Stuber. No.
Mr. and Mrs. Stuber. Just say it.
Mr. and Mrs. Jones? No, what is that?
Oh, he said it. He said so many.
God damn it.
Can he be out?
I forgot it. What
white
is
name,
it?
Most common white name, Eric.
Mr. and Mrs. Bethany. No,
How is this okay?
I'm tired.
Because he's not going to make it another round after this one. I just want him to, get this.
Mr. and Mrs.
You're checking into a motel.
Who?
You're with a prostitute.
Who?
What name do you give?
Kumail.
For sure, Kumail. For sure, Kumail. And I tell them, Google it.
I always give Asif Manji. They don't know.
I don't know. I forgot it.
Come
Smith!
On, dude.
Smith! Yeah. Thank you.
Oh,
there's so many people I want to thank for that answer. I want to thank Kumail for that answer. Yeah, I got it. Mr.
Holy
and Mrs. Smith.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Wow. All right, so Eric's in for another round, but...
It's crazy.
I doubt he's going to make it any further, but who knows? Something might spur something. There might be like a sequel to one of Vince Vaughn's movies. What do you have, Amy?
The Breakup.
Yeah.
Oh, bastards.
Three women went, yes!
I mean, I like to play cocky. I like to throw out ones that nobody knows, but, it's early and I'll do it anyway. Mm-hmm. Clay Pigeons.
I love that movie.
I had that one in the back pocket. I did.
Good.
Yeah, that sucks.
I'll take it out off the table. Leonard?
There's one I really like. Made.
Oh, my God. I was going to say Made.
That's very good. That's a good one. I like him I like Favreau and Vince Vaughn together.
They're very funny.
Yeah. Camille?
This is an obscure one. Return to Paradise.
That's, who's in that? Claire Danes or?
No. You're thinking of the other prison one.
Yeah.
This one has Joaquin Phoenix in it.
Oh.
In Clay Pigeons as well.
I confuse Joaquin Phoenix and Claire Danes all the time. Eric.
God, there's the one where he,
Are we going to do this every time?
He used his semen and, he made...
What?
He had 500
semen?
Kids. All right, True Detective Season 2.
It really was like a 10-hour movie.
It was, but no. But thank you for playing, Eric.
No. Thank you. Sorry, son.
We gotta go anyway. What you got? Anything to plug, Eric?
No plug. Riffin' with Griffin, my podcast.
Yes.
Check that out. Riffin' with Griffin.
Yeah. I'm gonna do that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm having Doug on. I want you to get on there.
Amy. Yeah.
Couples retreat.
Yes.
Oh, you.
Of course, couples
I hate
retreat.
You.
Yeah.
I'm
all
usually
right.
really bad.
Well, you know what?
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
And?
I liked it.
All right. It was definitely a great vacation for the actors who are in it. They got to go just swim. Psycho. He was
He
was in the shot-for-shot remake of Psycho.
But they added a masturbation scene.
They did?
Yep. That's the only difference.
And Julianne Moore is wearing a Walkman headset.
Oh,
and so, it's like there are little things like that that Alfred Hitchcock never had anything to do with.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, and it was terrible.
God damn it.
Well,
you,
I mean,
you gotta get that on mic.
Have we named
Paul
one?
Scheer just said it was terrible.
But have
Paul
Scheer's right. Have it we does, named it, one it good is, movie yet?
It is very lifeless to see Swingers, a shot-for-shot remake. There's yeah. a, there's crash. Suddenly this weird, like, it just doesn't work the same, even though it worked the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very odd. All right.
It really, there should be a genre where they just remake movies and add a masturbation scene. Like, Casablanca is almost perfect.
And I was thinking...
The Big Sick is almost... And then they could yell The Big Sick right as they come. Here comes The Big Sick!
All right, we don't have time for this.
And that's when you die.
We're running over. Leonard?
Ah, jeez, I hope I get this title right.
Oh,
I really
me too.
Do. Dragged Across Concrete.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I think that's right.
Is it?
Google.
I'll take it.
No.
Kumail.
No. Block on cell block.
Yeah, you know, you're right. It's something different.
Brawl on cell block.
Brawl on cell block 11.
Cell 11. Brawl on cell block 11.
All right, you're both wrong. Eric?
What?
I'm out already.
Amy?
Did you say dragged across concrete?
He did.
That was the name of that movie before it became Brawl on cell block.
Wait, did anyone say Wedding Crashers?
Yeah.
Oh.
What else? What else
you
have
just
you got?
Conveniently left that
then
one out.
I'm gonna say Brawl on Cell Block.
Stop it! You know another Vince Vaughn movie?
I can't remember one right
He's
now.
He's the guy
Doug.
That he walks. Oh, Paul Scheer's got one.
Can I give her a special hint?
Yeah.
All right. So you guys are big fans of comedy. I would imagine Wild Wild West comedy tour, 30 days and 30 nights. That was his big movie.
He did make a movie called The Wild Wild West.
That's right.
Tour.
I auditioned for that too.
Do you want to go with that, Amy?
Where does that rank on comedy concert films? Is that the best comedy concert film? Or
it's probably like no, like Richard Pryor's probably number two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right after Vince Vaughn's Wild West comedy.
Oh, Paul! Now as a mic, cavalcade. Why don't you come hang out with us for the end
All
of the
I'll
show?
For just a little bit.
Oh, he's got a mic.
I know a couple of Vince Vaughn films. I know a couple of Vince Vaughn films.
All right, so Amy, you're going with that one?
Vince Vaughn's Wild Wild West comedy tour.
Very good.
Oh, can I say something?
I just thought of another one.
I've never been in a movie with Vince Vaughn, but one time I was behind him at the airport, and it was that new machine where you put your hands out and it does that. It was new, and he said, I'm not going to go through that shit. I'm going to go through the metal detector. Does that count?
I would argue it has a better script than most of the films I've seen.
It's one of my favorite Vince Vaughn appearances.
He said, I'm not going to go through that shit.
That does
put me there. And
it sounds like something Fred Claus would say.
Yeah. But I'm going to go, speaking of the holidays, Four Christmases.
Oh, yes.
You're really great.
Yeah, I'm good at this. It's
he
true.
He loves movies.
Amy, do you have one more?
That one's wrong because we weren't talking about holidays.
What?
Why did you say speaking of holidays?
Fred Claus is a holiday movie.
Oh, go.
Well, Fred technically, it's really about his life. I mean, the holidays does play a part of it, but he's a multifaceted character.
It's about his relationship with his brother, Paul Giamatti, who is Santa Claus.
Yeah, it's...
It's not good.
It's interesting.
By the way, you can't pull out your phone and Google it.
I pulled out my phone so I knew what dates to plug, Camille.
Okay, wow. Sorry. I know my dates by heart, but, you know, if you need to Google... I'm just trying to get the next... I'm trying to get internship, too.
Lost World...
That into works?
Lost World Jurassic Park. I win. All right, so... But Amy is technically our winner tonight.
Oh.
Great job, Amy. Thank you, Paul Scheer. Do you have any plugs, Paul Scheer?
No.
Black Mondays.
Black Mondays.
Make your Mondays black.
And The Long Shot, which is coming out in a little
bit. He's in The Long Shot with Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron. All right, cool. What do you got to plug, Eric? Did I ask you already?
Yeah, just my podcast, Griffin with Griffin, and go to my website, Eric Griffin, to see
we
my
did
dates.
That,
I got
yeah.
a bunch of dates coming up, too.
Right on. Thank you for being here. And
thank you for having me.
Kumail Stuber is in theaters in July.
And Men in Black is in theaters in June. I don't remember the exact date.
It's just called Men in Black, or does it have a fancy new...
International.
Internash.
No, it's just called Men in Black. No, it is called Men in Black International. I play a CG alien in it. And
so basically just you?
You motherfucker. How dare you? How dare you?
Did you guys tell Liam Neeson that there were black people in it, or?
Moving on.
On the set of that movie, how many people did Liam Neeson want to murder?
And
are we gonna go down? Is this a new game?
And it's not. And the new season of Twilight Zone that Jordan Peele produced comes out April 1st, and I'm in there.
Your episode is called The Comedian.
Yeah, is it?
I think so. Okay. Yeah, I do. I look at IMDb because IMDb. What about you, Leonard? Do you have something to plug?
Jesse and I co-host Malton on Movies podcast every week.
Yes.
Drops every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And
drops. Listen to him.
It's
I learned
laughs.
It from you.
Oh yeah.
I learned it from
bow,
you,
bow,
Doug.
Bow, bow, bow.
And Malton Fest, our film festival. Go online and learn all about it. Come on May 10th through 12th.
10 through 12 in Los Angeles.
It's a
beautiful Egyptian.
The heart of Hollywood.
You're supposed to rap now. Go.
Oh, no. Yeah, Leonard's one of the preeminent private rappers. He only does it at home. Doug Loves Movies is back at the Comedy Cellar in Las Vegas on Saturday, March 30th at 4:20. That's at the Rio Hotel there. And, of course, this Saturday, we're doing another Doug Loves Movies. If you have a badge, you can come to the State Theater on Congress. And that's at 7:30 on Saturday night. Thank you to Esther's. Thank you to South By. Thank you to all
of
my guests. Amy Miller, Eric Griffin, Kumail Nanjiani.
She hasn't plugged yet.
My plug.
I plugged twice.
We don't have time, Amy. I'm sorry.
But I'm so
This
bored.
Show is about men and what they are doing.
Go to my website, amymillercomedy.com, for all my dates. I'll be in Washington, D.C. this weekend at the D.C. Comedy Loft. And at the end of the week, I'll be at Laughs Comedy Club in Seattle. Thank you so much.
You have to say the dates. You have to say the dates because we don't know when this podcast comes out. Say the
dates.
Well,
just go to my website, amymillercomedy.com.
Yeah. And this will be out like tomorrow. Yeah, so it'll be
come see Stuber.
It'll be pretty timely. Yeah,
in South by Southwest.
Do we give these back to the people?
Yeah, if you want to. Thank you to Kumail and Leonard and Amy and Eric and you guys for being here. And we'll see you on Saturday and the rest of the festival. As always, there it is. Positive energy.
Watch another talkie. Eyes of gold. His viewing prowess makes him cocky.